When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I feel like you're different, but are you ready to be married to me? Blink, 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 blink. Face like I've been sucking a lemon.
I'm back, everybody. I'm back. I'm back.
Well, welcome to Reality Gaze and our reunion with beloved slash, but not by us.
No.
Slash.
No.
Much maligned character Ariella and Binyam from The Other Way, Season 1.
Yes.
Sorry, The Other Way, Season 2. The Other Way, season three.
Three.
And guess what? They went the wrong way.
They went the wrong way. They went the wrong way.
Now they're coming to the
and
U.S.
Now they're on 90 Day Fiancé. And get ready, because they're going to be on Happily Ever After.
I'm sure.
I'm positive of it.
We're going to get three squares of her, because they found someone who equally unites and divides people. And That's Matt Sharpe's favorite thing.
I mean, what's she going to do? What else is Ari going to do in her life?
I'm always a freelance writer. I completely forgotten what she did. I helped my dad with his cardiology practice.
I didn't know she did that, but what else? She answered the phones at her dad.
What has she written? I would really like to know.
Yes.
Wonder what that CV is like.
The thing is what people have to remember, but I'm excited, is that everybody hates on Ari.
Not everyone. Some people like her.
A lot of people do like her. A lot of people hate on Ari.
I don't get it, but
Beanie's not great either.
No,
I'm not a fan either.
It's easier to, because she's so unlikable for me.
But she does, in this episode, she did say some things where I found myself saying, I agree with you, Ari. I agree with you.
It's all in the delivery, though.
It is in the...
To me.
Ari is the queen of saying it the wrong way.
Right.
It's like, if you want to know how not to talk to someone, talk to her. And you realize, because her mother does it, Janice does it, but Janice is able to pull it off with a bit of charm, or shall we say snootiness?
Aplomb.
And Ari, not so much.
Well, it's
Pino, you didn't. That's the episode, y'all. This is episode 3, and it's about Ari, because, you know, wine to the face.
Before we do this, let's do some announcements really quickly.
Y'all bought live show tickets. Y'all bought a lot of them.
Y'all sold out
the VIP in Dallas.
Y'all bought some live show tickets, and we heard about the problems.
We
know there are problems. Thank you for not all piling into our DMs.
But you do need to let us. I get it. You need to let us know.
Yeah, and there were two specific problems, especially the
in Salt Lake City, the VIP that wasn't showing up, that for a lot of people, for some reason, some people's computers, they could see it, some could
not. Other people, they couldn't.
And the link, which was my fault, the link in the link that was given for Phoenix was originally San Francisco. And I tracked this, you guys. It was for 6 minutes when the show, when I dropped
the thirsty sissies.
But fuck. I did not, I was like, oh, it's wrong. I changed it within 6 minutes, and it was still, you
so
guys had bought
you
that many
bought
tickets.
Tickets for Phoenix, just make sure you're not going to San Francisco.
No, San Francisco.
Or if you bought tickets for San Francisco, make sure you
double
didn't buy
check
tickets
your
to
tickets
Phoenix.
To make sure they don't say Phoenix. And if they do, if you want to, if you thought you were buying San Francisco and you actually bought Phoenix, please DM us.
Yes, please DM us, and we will. Because I think the theater gives no returns, but because it was our fuck up, they're going
Phoenix
to...
Phoenix is letting you return.
Yeah, because...
Supposedly. Yeah. That's what they've said. You need to tell them the issue.
I think it's because they know it was our fuck up. So,
right.
Anyway, hopefully it's not that much
of you. It's hot in here.
Go turn on your air.
It should come on.
Okay, I'm fine. You've been flitting around like a cage.
I took a shower, so...
Well... And
you're
you
welcome.
You haven't settled. That's good to shower. But y'all, we've announced all the cities, but remember, we're going to be in, I haven't learned them yet. We're going to be in.
I can do it.
Do it.
Columbus, Ohio. Ohio people.
You're welcome.
Don't come at me.
You're welcome.
Columbus, Ohio, Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Then, I always get this one wrong. Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
Then it's Phoenix. Then it's Phoenix, and then it's San Francisco. Yes, that's right.
Sure.
And then the next is Dallas.
Dallas.
Austin. The next one is...
San Diego.
San Diego.
It is San Diego, for sure. I know that.
No, Phoenix is near the end. Where am I forgetting?
Salt Lake City. And
then Denver.
Then Denver, yeah.
I'm fucking that up.
Go to the Instagram. But we have all of these live show dates.
There are 10 of them.
There are 10 of them. I should announce them because this is the show. Jackie's going to kill me. If you're in the Facebook group and you have questions about show
No,
stuff,
you can go to our Instagram. We don't need to go through every date.
No, I think just we got them all. I'm just making sure we didn't miss any. Yeah, we got them all.
No, I named all the cities. I just didn't do them in the right order.
Oh, well, then that's fine. Just Google it, y'all. We're going to your city. I grabbed my boyfriend's wallet. I hope he doesn't need that shit. Oh, well.
Why do your wallets look the same?
They're different colors. I just wasn't paying attention. Grabbed the wrong wallet.
That's a real problem. If you're that why
I was
in
a hurry.
I'm confused at why they're so close to one another.
They're not that close. One's blue. One's black. I was just in a hurry.
Are they the same style?
Kind of. They're a little different. Yeah.
Are they in the same place?
No. I just grabbed the wrong wallet. It's fine.
I guess I would understand if they look the same.
No, they're a little different. But no, I was just in a hurry.
Well, we should be intentional.
Where's your sunglasses?
Right over there by the door.
How long were they gone from your apartment?
Let's talk about the show. Exactly. I am not the one to talk about putting things in intentional places.
No, you're not.
You're right.
You're not.
Was there... Y'all, Selling Sunset, the final episodes are up. We will be doing the reunion, which is airing this Friday, May 6th.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a fun season.
It was a fun season. I enjoyed it.
The
very
sad
much.
Thing is Christine Quinn was not at the reunion because she had COVID. COVID.
She wasn't sick at all. Whatever.
Yeah.
But it's okay because... I saw the trailer for Bling Empire, and it looks messy as shit.
Yeah, May 13th is Bling Empire.
People are fighting. There's crying. There's shade from Anna to Christine. It looks perfection.
Looks like a regular show tonight here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very excited. We've got, y'all, in May, it's got to be May because it is. We've got Bling Empire. We have Plathville that's coming back.
Welcome to Plathville, season four.
Four?
Season four, returning May 17th.
Yeah.
So, you guys, we won't have... Lalu's season finale happens next week. But stay tuned for... On that same Patreon tier, you're going to get Plathville coming on May
18th. Yeah, that's only on the $8 tier. Plathville's great.
I do think that we have a couple weeks off of Lalu. So, we'll enjoy that time to...
We won't. We're getting raw dog by Bling Empire.
No, I'm not saying we will. I'm saying we'll enjoy that time of expectancy between for the next Lalu.
I guess. We're just going to be doing all the other stuff that we're getting hit. I'm sure Matt Sharp's
going to... I'm thinking about our viewers and listeners.
Oh, they will. But I'm sure that Matt Sharp on like 2 days from now is just going to say, I've got a new show. And it's about people in the circus trying to find love. And we're like, fuck, we've got to watch that show.
I'd watch that show.
I would watch that show.
So I'm a fire eater.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm in love with the bearded lady.
I'm in love with the bearded lady.
Do they have bearded ladies anymore?
I hope not. I feel like that's transphobic. I hope not.
I also feel like they weren't, a lot of them weren't ladies and a lot of them had hormone issues.
Probably. Probably. Yeah. Probably.
It wasn't necessarily a trans issue.
Also, I would get a little bored. Like
You're saying, look at my beard.
Yeah, you're saying I have a beard.
Like, woo! I don't get to juggle. I don't get to... You people just go and stare at me because I'm freaky.
Yeah.
I think that's the freak show in general. I think it's just the physical thing that people recoil from. So it's not the nicest thing.
That's just rude.
It is. But that was an aspect of society.
No, it was.
Now Instagram is a freak show.
So. Kind of is. Yeah, really. If you think about it. Y'all, you're going to see... We're not announcing them all because some aren't confirmed yet. But we're doing a lot of collabs in May. What are you calling it again?
Ménage à toi. Ménage à toi.
Because
so
we're
us with lots of other people.
He did it because it's us with one other person. So it's all a threesome.
Ménage à toi.
But that's not true.
Doesn't matter.
So, because some of them we're doing four. So
name works for most of the time. A ménage à toi can sometimes have an extra thrown in,
it's
even
true.
Though it is by nature ménage.
It's true.
A kind of menagerie of three. But
things you didn't care about, but now you
know. I've had a ménage à toi where someone just walked in before. The more the merrier. Not true, because foursomes are tricky. Because you pair up, yes, you switch off, but it's not the same. It's not the same team
you
effort.
Like, no, you like a ménage à trois because it's all about you. You're getting it in the mouth and the poop shoot.
Didn't want to be that graphic,
but you are. The fourth person shows up and say, what are you going to do about me? Put it in my ear?
It is usually a spit roasting situation.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
This is also charades.
Yeah.
Although listening to the podcast, I'm doing like the charades thing for movies.
If you're sitting on the intimate portrait right here, you're glad Poodle showered, but sad you just saw that. Just sad you saw that. And by the way, on the intimate portrait, so we're gonna be doing some interviews with some people from Pig Royalty. We're not gonna announce yet fully, but if we're going to try to get videos of those. So if you're on the $15 tier, hopefully we'll have videos of those interviews as well.
Yes.
We'll see. People have technology issues in Texas that we don't understand. So we don't know. People could be on pig farms. We're going to do our best. We're doing our best.
Pig farms.
We're doing our best.
I don't think people in pig royalty are on pig farms because pig farms are actually growing pigs.
No, that's
to
true.
Sell.
That's true. Is it a farm or is it a ranch? Is it pig
I think
ranch?
People are on ranches, or I think they have barns where they might raise pigs, but it's to show them.
Maybe it's a pig
barn.
So
I don't think it's a pig. I think it's a pig barn.
Maybe it's just a property. You know what? We'll ask them.
A pig farm is when you're selling, I think, pigs for meat, for pork.
Ah, yes, I would imagine so. Yeah,
and I don't think anyone does that who we've covered.
If you're in the FFA or in 4-H, come at us. Cause I bet
no,
you know.
Don't. I'm sure plenty of people are.
Plenty of people are. I think that's it. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay, y'all. This first episode, we're doing it. We know you want it. So we're just going to jump into it. I'm so glad.
He got
look
the
at your
visa.
Passport. Actually, I did all the work.
We did it. I mean, I did it. I put all the paperwork in.
Yeah, she's there with her Crayola nails, which always one color looks more appalling than the last.
Yeah.
And it always looks like she's wearing clothes that looks like could be kicked into the corner of some Eurotrash hotel.
Yes. I will say...
I've missed her being here because I can't kick her around.
It's true. I I will say Ari, in her, not on the video, but in her
In the moment looks so much better. What happened?
She colored her hair. Her hair is so much better. It's got a little more brown in it. Oh. And her hair looked fine before, but with the brown, it just brings out her eyes. She looks beautiful.
I was taken aback by how much better she looked.
She does. Ari has heavy-lidded eyes.
She does.
And if you have someone that has heavy-lidded... Makeup tip, y'all. If you have heavy-lidded eyes, putting on a ton of eyeshadow and rimming your eyes in black...
You have heavy-lidded eyes.
Yes, but I mean more, I do. I have more deep set eyes.
Okay.
Heavy lidded eyes are someone, my eyes are set in like the brow bone kind of comes over them, but someone with heavy set, someone
like a Neanderthal.
Martell from, who looks like they're, when someone looks like their eyes aren't fully open because their lids are just heavy on
their eyes. He's also high as fuck most of the time.
He's high as fuck, but that's a good example of somebody with a heavy lidded eye.
I see.
Putting all the eye makeup on there with the black and the dark, and she tries to do a smoky eye, it just makes her eye, it makes her look sickly. Where actually less eye makeup is
she
better.
She looks so much better
she
on
looks
the,
great
in the moments. Yeah.
Great. Anyway.
And
not that you
and
care.
Her hair looks washed. As opposed to...
and y'all, Beanie is just... His chest is popping out of every shirt.
It is.
He has man tits.
I want to talk about the fact that his literal hooters are in that last thing where they're going to the music video.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like jacked guy in little vest.
It is. It's like...
It looks like a bustier.
Yeah, it does look like a bustier. It doesn't look great.
Buy a bigger vest, honey.
Buy a bigger... But it's
or don't wear it.
Or don't wear it. It's just going to get wine on it anyway.
Oh, we've been waiting for this since we saw in the previews.
And Mimi and Wish, who are just like... They're like those two eels of Ursula's just swimming around going, ah!
They are
pissed off.
They are more than happy to play their part.
More than happy.
So... Let's just get into this. I don't think we need to recap a lot
no,
of Ari's
no.
history.
I am glad that we've talked about this because we heard it. I am glad a major plot point the way they ended is that Ari refused to go with him back to Ethiopia to get his passport approved and all that.
I think it will be not good for me to see everyone in Ethiopia.
However, she did do that, and I'm glad that they showed her doing that.
Yeah.
Of course, she did it. It's like she was being, I decided to do it because I just needed to be there for him to help
How
him
brave.
Through this process.
How brave. What a brave
Remember,
stance.
Y'all, they're already married. Act like it.
I don't think they're actually married. No, they're engaged.
But I thought they got married.
No, they're not actually married.
Because he gave her the ring and the lemon, which I actually still enjoyed.
That's how long these two have been trying to make it work.
Remember when they got engaged and we were kind of moved?
You know, I kind of was.
Well, we were. When the lemon, it was a dream. And we were like, that is cute.
Well,
you even said if someone gave you a wedding ring and a lemon, that would kind of be fitting for you because you would be soured on the whole thing.
I agree.
Wow. Because
I am by nature a vinegar or acidic baby.
You are an acidic baby. I will say 90 Day did this like super fancy flashback where it was like a cut.
It isn't music. It's a new thing for them.
It's new.
I want to talk about...
Y'all, they're making so much money on this
they're
show.
They're leaving in 3 days.
Yes.
And, okay. So, they get the visa.
Mm-hmm.
They've made the decision. Mm-hmm. And I think they've been in Ethiopia for a couple of more months.
Mm-hmm.
So, am I boring you?
No, I just... I had it like... I yawned and I had a little bit of shiver down my spine. It
okay.
Just went, woo!
Y'all, he yawned right in my face like your cat would.
Well, that's fine.
But I'm saying usually people cover their mouths when they yawn.
You've yawned in front of my face.
Not I look away.
When it comes to bodily functions, Poodle is no awareness.
Yours are objectionable.
He'll just go.
Mine are cute. So they're leaving in 3 days. They've been there a couple months,
mm-hmm.
and this is very Beanie because of as Ari says.
He's a serial conflict avoider.
You're the opposite.
She's right, though.
Like, no, he is.
It is. Y'all, it's not just he avoids conflict. He has a is a like a mental problem, like hang up about this.
Well,
the way he avoids conflict.
All fuckboys are like this.
Yeah,
that's
which is true.
Every,
he's a fuckboy.
Every fuckboy. He's been a fuckboy since season one.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why she got a lot of flack for doing her with her big lips and going, Beanie, we're not going to get. You're gonna go to Kenya, and that's it. And then, and I don't care how you fucked or who you. Blah, blah, blah.
I don't. I kind of appreciated that moment from Ari.
Well, I was okay with it if we had seen what happened that went and on in that home studio.
And we finally, it's like they listened to us. But y'all, no one from 90 Day Fiancé listens to us. If
what,
you do,
what clarity do we get?
Email us back. They finally showed some scenes of him filming in that recording studio.
So they have it.
So they had it to begin with, and they never showed it.
But
we don't see all of it. We don't.
There
see
were no
party.
Parties.
No, we didn't see. And they, she said that there were parties as well.
And that's why we called for audacity on.
I still think he cheated on her.
I would be willing to believe that. Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. I just don't understand why. None of his friends or his sisters who've never been interviewed about this.
When the sisters are the one that called Ari.
Yes.
But remember, y'all, as you can see.
They hate her.
The sisters don't want them to be together. At first, the sisters were so scared because they were afraid that she was going to have this baby and then take the baby.
Yeah.
Because remember, y'all, Benny Ari had that happen to himself once. He has an American fiance. They had a baby. She lives in the U.S. He hasn't seen a kid in like 3 years.
She ghosted him with that baby.
Yeah.
But ghosted baby.
But remember, now they hate Ari so much. They're like, just go back to the U.S. and take the baby. We don't fucking care. That's where they are.
But I think I would understand that whole her argument because she got upset from what people were saying, and it was a hubris argument. She's like, I'm embarrassed in my own home from everything that's been going on. But I feel like we were made to think a different thing by hearsay that a lot of this really ever happened.
Yes.
So we can only say, I think he cheated on her.
That's true.
And
that's
so
shitty in the world of reality
it's
TV.
It's shitty that there was no, we never saw him interact with any women. Mm-hmm. We never saw any of that. I'm not saying it didn't happen.
No.
But in the world of reality TV that we're living in, we had her suspicions and the sisters' rumors.
It's kind of complicated. As you were saying it, I had to stare into space and really listen to what you were saying because they really made something that should be so simple so complicated.
And that's the thing. What is there for me to take for either side? We know that he says, I did not cheat. I made my house a home studio, period. I did have parties, period. I turned my phone off, which was shitty. And I totally agree with that.
He's like, he did ghost her, which I guess now it's on the past, but we're bringing it up because it shows, I think what's going to come up before is that
she has insecurity in a relationship.
She
you can't do that.
She
to
has
her.
No trust at all, and he has no communication.
Zero.
Skills. They're the worst two people to be with each
but
other.
I just want to make sure that it's not codified into some canon somewhere that he actually cheated.
No.
Because we never saw it.
I just think he cheated because he's a fuckboy.
I agree. That is either intuition.
No, I know. I'm saying,
or,
but that's my intuition. Right. Yeah.
And if it didn't happen on the show, I can't actually form an opinion about it.
Yeah.
So it feels like a lot of pieces are still missing from this story that happened last season.
Agreed.
I would love to talk to someone who worked on the production team in Ethiopia and Kenya about this.
I would
love to talk to you.
If they did, we would interview them and we would totally have them be like, they'd
be in a dark room.
In a dark room with a light like behind them.
When I first interviewed Ari.
I would do it all.
I guarantee you.
Our editor, Christina, could do
Ari
it.
Ari is not liked by the crew.
No.
They probably party with Beanie, but they would never let their sisters date him.
No.
And I think that is if they wind up staying together, and I'm saying this in the most
they will
diplomatic way I can, he will be domesticated by her and her family.
He Well, we'll talk
about he'll probably do that willingly get his career opportunities.
We'll talk about that because it kind of comes up in the plot of the thing. But yeah. I have an opinion about that. So anyway, y'all, we're caught up. They're living in a hotel right now.
With Mimi the maid, or Mimi the nanny.
Mimi the nanny.
Is she going with them?
I don't know. I don't think so. But, okay. And when they get to the U.S., guess what? Mom and dad are paying for them for an apartment in their same complex. I guess her mom and dad live in an apartment complex.
And it's like a couple doors away. Typical.
So, again, they don't bring this up. 100% the parents co-signed on the K-1 visa.
Y'all 100%.
Remember when Nicol had to ask her mom, Robba Lee, to co-sign on her K-1 and Robba Lee said
In that swamp and that near that bridge. Yeah,
on the park
place
bench
to ask people
where
things.
Nicol always had her talks of asking. And then later she brought down
like
her
frogs.
Yeah, she brought down sad man Mickey Rooney and her father. He said yes. Of course, I'm glad it didn't work out because he's in jail now. So maybe Asim would have had to go back.
That's true. I want to point out that not only is our Janice and Daddy Ari paying for their new apartment and gotten their new apartment for them, I guarantee you they're paying for that hotel too.
100%. Well, they were helping. She said helping them with the house before, so they're paying for everything.
That's why she's a spoiled brat.
It's fine. He's a cardiologist. I don't think he's hurting.
They're fine. Now, yeah. I'm totally agree with you. I just think it's interesting that both of them say things like, I think both of us will have lots more opportunities in America. Let's be honest.
Nope.
Why you're going to America?
He's going to come over here and they're probably going to end up getting pregnant again.
Yes. But I'm saying, here's why you're going. Let me just take a little bit of pull back on a drone shot on their relationship. Remember, you guys, she did the other way because she's like, I don't want him to be away. We got pregnant and I don't want him to be away from his baby because he can't go. So I love Ethiopia and I'm going to live there and I'm going to raise to have the baby in Ethiopia. It was all about my like eat, pray, love. And I'm going to experience a different culture. That was not going well at the end of season one.
Well, and
so she didn't like it. Her mom came. She was freaking out. Season two, she brought her ex-husband, which we all know how that went.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then she went back because of Avi's hernia operation. Mm-hmm. And that was when they were having distance issues. And she basically decided that not only in Kenya could they be together and not in Ethiopia can they be together. Most of Africa's out. So, in a way, it's kind of brilliantly sculpted. She said, so we have to go to the U.S. I think both of us would be happier.
It's what we said she wanted all along.
Yes!
But also, to what I'm learning about Ari. I think now knowing in hindsight, the only reason Ari went to Ethiopia and had that baby was to show her parents.
Fuck you!
Not even a fuck you. It was a bit of a fuck you, but it was, if you don't take care of me, I'm going to totally just fuck my life over. Not that living in Ethiopia is fucking your life. It's not.
According to them, it would be.
But to our parents, it is.
Yeah.
Probably people are very happy and successful, so we're not coming to Ethiopia.
But according to what her parents think, there's a great quote from Six Degrees of Separation. I'm going to go to Afghanistan and climb mountains, and I'm going to ruin my life because it's the only way to hurt you, when she's talking to the parents.
And that is exactly what Ari is doing.
Yeah.
And so guess what? She got what she wanted, that her mother came to visit and went, holy fuck, Ari purposely picked the worst apartment, I'm sure. And her mother said, you're not doing this. I'm totally, because Ari realizes, if I'm with Benny, he's a fuck boy and has no autonomy to make decisions for himself. So I have to be in charge. I don't like to be in charge. So guess what, y'all? Guess who are really close now and get along really well?
Janice and Beanie. She is all over his Instagram.
They love one another.
He's cutting her hair, y'all.
And because Janice knows. And I actually think Janice probably likes Beanie more than Ari.
Well, here's what's happened.
But she knows she has to do it.
Here's what's happened.
Sorry, y'all. It's a long show.
He's decided that, he even said on the show, I love your parents, and I've never had parents. So Janice is super tries to be accepting of him.
He was raised by
sisters. In a privileged white woman who has white guilt type of way.
Yeah.
So she's going to be more than understanding.
And also, Janice does say, and I believe this, it is in the baby's best interest for the baby to know his father. So she wants what's best for her grandfather.
I also want
to... She always says she might have ways and she might say things that are we can judge. However, I'm kind of at the end of the day, Team Janice, not Team Ari and Benny. I kind of feel like she's the only voice of reason and looking out for the best interest for this kid.
I want to say that I think this might be the first, and this is really specific, we should sweep this under the rug. This may be the first family to come from a place of extreme upper middle class privilege that an American. A lot of them complain about money. I don't have the money I've been saving, blah, blah, blah. Maybe I'm wrong, but this is a specific case of money.
I think, poor Granny was rich. Remember, I just went right to your chick. That's your chick right now. Just sit the back.
She made that money on her back.
She did.
This is a different type of money.
But seriously, I actually think Libby's family has money. They just don't act like it.
No, it's different because he holds on to everything. I think that money is a lot. That money is bragging money. And also that money is tied up. This money that they have, cardiology, they live in Princeton. This is a different type of money.
No, yeah. And a different it's also I'm making this
different type of wealth.
Different type of wealth. Different type of where they live in the country versus.
Yes. And how Chuck uses money to control people. The family Ari does as well, but they give it freer, which is different.
Well, as like Janice said, we constructive criticism, we give a smile when we do it. Chef's kiss to that line. So, and that's basically what we were talking. Ari ends up calling her mom, and they're just kind of talking about everything, and they're just hoping that Benny is excited, and they kind of just give it just basically everything we just said. Benny goes to talk to his friends first. Naughty, is that how you say?
Naughty and Tossfish.
Tossfish? I like that name. Naughty and Tossfish, and these are like his business production partners. And again, y'all, 3 days. 3 days. Or maybe it's 2 days that he tells
days,
them,
yeah.
I'm leaving. This is like
not only did
fucking,
he do that.
This is like worse than fucking Milovox shit. I'm bringing back a lot of old stuff.
Not only did he do that, he says, he threw her under the bus and says, Ari once knew everything, so I'm going to America in 3 days.
Yes.
He could not say, I love Ari, so I'm going to... He made it about her.
He did make it about her.
Honestly, y'all, the thing about Beanie is, I guarantee you, he just complains about her all the time, which is why the sisters don't... There's a lot of reasons sisters don't like Ari, but they've never heard anything positive.
From Benny, yeah.
And the friends have never heard anything positive either.
So for sure, because I think Benny's always a victim. Now, he does say, and this is where I think that why this will work out and it will see through and he will get the visa and become a citizen and do all of that, because he said, even if I didn't love her, I would go for my son. He said, but I do love her. So that works out. But I think Benny's playing the long game. Well, he wants to get over here, not for her.
Yeah.
He wants to get her, not even for...
Wants to do MMA.
This kid. I think he also wants to get over here for his other kid who lives
That's
in the U.S.
more complicated, though.
I think, though, the chances of him seeing his other son...
Maybe.
...is going to be a lot better
but
if he lives in the
But you have to get through. I guarantee you there was no custody agreement.
No. Well, because he lived in... But if he starts... I think... One thing I will give for Benny, he's a hard worker about the things he wants to be a hard worker about, like his MMA, his music shit. Is he a hard worker and like he's going to work at an Amazon warehouse? No.
Well, here's the thing. When you're talking about reasons to come over there, the Venn diagram of his wants are overlapping in one point. And that is, I want to see my kid, and I want to do MMA, so I should... It's best for me to come to America. Ari is not the only reason.
No.
But he does love her, so that's an extra benefit.
But she's definitely not in the top five of his reasons, I don't think. Janice, totally in the top five.
I agree.
For sure.
I agree. It's so the friends are basically like, is it for Ari or Avi? And that's when he says, even if I didn't love her, I would still go, but I do. And then the friends basically, when he says, I haven't told my family yet, they go, ooh.
And even Ari says, which she's right, I feel bad because this is going to make his family and friends think that he doesn't care about them. It's true. I would. Y'all remember, why am I bringing up everybody old? But with Alexis and Lauren, that's what he did. He just kind of Alexi and Lauren, he just left. And when he tried to come back.
And the friends were like,
wedding,
who are
Israel,
you?
They were like, who the fuck are you? We don't care.
You left us. Those friends were really bitter, though.
Those were really bitter friends. Yeah, those were really bitter friends.
So, anyway, the...
It's shitty of Benny. It's shitty.
Y'all, we're going to the video premiere of Dancy Dancy. Remember, that was his song for a while? Dance, dance. It's no Zara.
I don't like his...
Yeah.
Music
it's no
that much.
Zara. It's...
I think Usman's
it's
got...
No, definitely it's no My Pussy. Your Pussy Has Wi-Fi.
No, I think... I feel like Usman and Jabri are more talented. I'll be honest.
When we haven't heard enough Jabri.
We heard him once in a studio, though, and we both were like, okay.
Yeah, but it was like, we haven't heard a song.
Guarantee you we're going to hear more.
Yeah. Any type of...
Any type.
No, I think he's probably a good singer. Benny stuff's okay. Yeah, I think he needs to be an MMA fighter.
Yeah, he's better at flipping and punching.
Yeah. Or playing the butt bongos and leg piano.
I will say, when they showed the flashbacks, I was disappointed.
I thought I was
going to
see it.
I was disappointed that they showed him just real dancing. They didn't show him playing the butt bongos.
And where the mother is in the front row of the girl you're actually seeing.
Just watching him play the butt bongos.
On your ex-girlfriend's butt.
Janice's face and Ari goes, ooh.
That's his ex-girlfriend.
That's his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't like this.
I don't like this.
Oh, that was a great moment. Classic moment.
Classic.
In
okay.
90 Day.
Clearly, there is no love in this family because the sisters show up and it is like Mimi's kind of looking down at the floor, not even making eye contact, especially with Ari. She says it's because of COVID that she doesn't want to touch them. Not true at all. Like, these sisters cannot be bothered with them, especially Ari.
I think they are both very small people.
Yeah, I'm not team sisters.
They are bitter. They're only out for their own grudges, and they both expect Beanie to do everything possible to make them happy.
I think that's why he did a subconscious pattern getting with Ari, because he's used to having, because remember, he was raised by them, so they bossed him around constantly,
and they're so judgmental,
and that's what he thrives on, and that's why he loves Janice, y'all, because she bosses him around nicely.
That's all he wants.
That's all he wants is a nice boss.
Because Ari's never going to be nice about it.
No, ever. Ever.
So I talk about him wearing basically a bustier.
Yes.
This vest. His male titties are just popping out of it.
Bothered and turned on.
And her horrible Crayola nails are in full display again.
They are. They
They're
are.
Getting champagne. They're popping bottles. And then he's telling the sisters, so I got my American visa and we're leaving tomorrow. And with good reason, they're like, and you tell us today.
And he's like, well, yeah. And then on Mimi just looks up to the heavens and just kind of goes, and then on cue, they immediately turn on Ari and say it's completely her fault.
Well, here's why.
Because of what Benny has told them about her.
And also, it's much easier to be mad at someone who's not your blood.
If you think back on it, they're never mad at Benny. And Beanie's fucked up a lot.
Yep.
Never mad at him.
Because he's the younger
he's
brother.
He's the younger baby. He does no wrong.
Who is the fuck up? And in some ways, they're like, oh, you know, it's just him.
But with Ari, they're like, you're controlling him. Like,
you're manipulating
you
him.
You manipulate him. You're a control freak. This is all your fault. And
in her defense, she said she was not trying to get into this. She's like, honestly, this has nothing to do with me. And then
Arya.
Then she finally just went, "Don't come here to fight with me." And then because I was like, started, we go. And
ooh, I just almost dropped the mic.
This is when you, this is for conflict resolution purposes, especially with family, y'all, you're not going to win. This is when you extricate yourself from said situation.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. Nothing was going to happen here.
No.
She could have avoided having a face full of red wine if she could have walked away and let him handle the rest of it. But it's television.
But also she knows she's going to leave and Benny's just going to throw her under the bus. And they're going to hate her more. She knows that.
True.
She knows that because, y'all, we saw how hard this was for him. He is spineless. He will not stand up for himself.
And then, but y'all, it just, she's like, "So you don't treat me like a sister. You never have." Because they were saying, "Ari, you should have told us if he wasn't going to."
And
I don't agree with that.
No, Benny should have told you, and because they said, "I'm really scared of what's going to happen to him." I don't blame them. She is a control freak. I would be worried about what's going to happen to him as well.
But then, y'all, she's like, "So, I'm happy I'm never going to see you again, and I'm not, and I'm, he's marrying me and not you." And that was just pure, pure mean-spirited anger.
Which...
And then
I can't fault her for it because they were terrible to her, but it was mean spirited.
It's but you got to. This is family.
Yeah, you got to stay. Yeah.
And then the wine throw that happened.
I thought it would burn too. She was right. She's like, "It's burning my eyes."
I would have gone like. Blah, blah, blah.
I'll be honest. I felt a little sorry for her when they threw wine in her face.
I thought it was hysterical.
I it was just it hurt her eyes, and it's such a. Such a shaming thing to do to a person.
I agree. It wasn't.
It's such like to throw your drink on someone really thinks of that. You just think of them as just a piece of garbage.
Why did you laugh when Kim did it to Usman?
it was water.
No, it was a liquor drink.
Oh, well, I'm sad now that she wasted alcohol.
Okay.
And but also too, I think it's, why did I laugh at Usman? I don't remember my reaction to that with Kim and Usman. I don't know if I laughed. I think I did in that moment. That's where I'm just like, I'll have to go back. Everybody's going to remember.
No, I'm not saying it's the same situation. I'm just
trying
saying...
not to be revisionist. I'm trying to actually put myself there and remember. I feel like with her, I did think like I kind of agreed with her point. But then when she did that, I was like, "Kim, you're fucking gross." I don't remember laughing. I remember just being like, now, I don't think he deserved that. Does he deserve other stuff because he's just using her? Yeah, but maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like I remember being grossed out by that too.
I just think this was a moment for comedy, obviously intended.
Obviously intended.
And because we saw the wine, and it's just you rarely get a moment of television like that. Now, the thing about Ari, y'all, is she handled it well. She didn't. She's like, "I didn't think it would burn this much." And the thing, that's what made me laugh.
I think she was shocked.
I think if she had gotten upset about it, I don't think I would think it was funny. But it was the way it was done.
She handled it very Ari.
Yeah.
Have we ever seen, besides Kim and Usman, drinks thrown at 90-day fiancé people?
Oh, all the time.
I'm trying to remember. I know we are not caught
women,
up on everything.
Women have done it to men, usually.
Did Anfisa didn't to George, did she?
No. It's been, lot of people
Yeah,
have.
I feel like.
I can't remember it right now.
Can't remember it.
But a lot of people have. It's usually women doing it to men, though.
Yeah.
Almost exclusively. I'm ready to see some messiness out of them. There's already a clip of him doing MMA with a woman, and Ari's like, "What are you doing? I didn't know she was gonna be here."
I think what she's not gonna realize,
crappy Crayola nails still there.
Yeah, she's not gonna expect where they're moving to. Y'all is very white. There's not a ton of diversity there. He's gonna stand out. He's good looking.
Yep.
He's talented at what he does. And he's fuckboy. Fuckboys are charming.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get all this attention, and Ari's going to hate it. I guarantee you, as fit as he was, he probably could find work and was probably interested in doing like personal training.
Yeah.
She would never let him do that. Never.
She's going to micromanage him.
Yes.
For the rest of their life, unfortunately, yes. together. I think he'll get tired of it after a while, especially if he gets a certain community in America.
They're going to get divorced.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But he's going to wait it out till he gets dual citizenship.
Yep.
So, or at least so he can stay here and go back and forth.
So a green card. And, yeah. Because
he wants to be here with his kids, for sure. Music tracks. He can make music with his friends. He's fine. He's fine.
It's good to have something familiar, though, because we thought we were going to have Gino and Jasmine. We thought we were going to have maybe Amber and Daniel.
No, but we didn't. And Wish says that she's like, she doesn't respect us. She doesn't respect him. She's like, they only have 90 days and
0%.
Do you think they're going to make it? And Mimi goes, nope.
No, they'll make it.
They're making it.
They're going to, I guarantee you, they will make it. I know Ari wants it to happen. I know he wants it to happen.
And you know what?
Janice wants it to happen.
Janice wants it to happen. Because whatever Janice wants, happens.
Because they're paying for the wedding.
Because they're paying for the wedding, everybody. Oh, God.
And that wedding's going to be out of control.
Can you imagine Ari planning wedding with her sister who hates her?
Oh, everyone in Ari's family hates her.
They all hate her.
We're going to see some good family Ari.
We're going to see some good family Ari.
Oh, okay. All right. We will be back to talk about Jabri and Miona.
Be right back. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of MeUndies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk-forward.
Junk-forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk-forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right, and you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Woo-hoo! Settle up, y'all, because it's time for more cowboy cosplay in South Dakota. Get on your boots and your cowboy hat, because I'm only wearing this for clout. It still feels like everything he's wearing is a costume to me.
He's just...
I get it, but I kind of don't at the same time.
He's just kind of insufferable because he's just so extra.
And the weirdest thing is, he's one of those people, and I said it the last couple shows, I bet when you're his friend and he's being the real him, which takes a little bit of ripping off, I bet he's a normal person because I can tell he's an intelligent person. He has a personality. He has a certain magnetism, but we can't see it because he's trying so fucking hard.
And I don't think he's trying hard for her. I think he's
television.
Although she says, kind of in the beginning, you know, because he picks her up and they walk out, y'all. And she says that he's always extra, but she loves that about him.
Of course she does. And she's a Kardashian.
You actually see, I will say one thing that surprised me about this segment. You see that they care about one another.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Yeah. And so now I just didn't know. Like, we didn't know she just using him as a ticket because she wants to be to L.A. and be famous. Yes, that she wants to go to L.A. and be famous. But I think she loves him.
I think I said this with Ari and Binyam. I think the Venn diagram of I want to go to Los Angeles and be famous and I'm interested in this guy I met, they overlap enough for her to say I'm in. I don't think they overlap completely on top of each other.
Yeah.
But I think that's enough for her. So, y'all.
She actually liked the cowboy boots. I was shocked.
Even
though he got all this from Walmart.
Yeah.
But she thought it was funny.
But, and we've had sissies come out and say these look very cheap. They're definitely bought by Amazon or something like that.
They're Walmart. They still got the little tag. I'm telling y'all.
Yeah, she put some on with the tags. It was something.
I'm telling you, Jill Bean at Bean Western Wear would be furious. Furious. They're closed
we
now,
can,
though. You
we
can't
can always look to you for the Bean Western Wear.
Well, they were the big. Now it's Jimmy's again, her brother. Jimmy would be upset because they had a feud. So he left. Oh, wait, no, not brother, her ex-husband.
I have a feeling that every business
has a feud. It's got to be Jimmy's. Jimmy's Western Wear. Do-do-do. Sorry, y'all. That's Oklahoma story. Hey, y'all, real quick, I forgot to remind everybody in the announcements, for if you are hesitating on coming to the Dallas show, y'all, it's confirmed. Aunt Peggy's going to be there.
with her new lip.
Aunt Darla's going to be there. They're not talking, so don't ask them to take a picture together.
I don't want them to be at this show like being celebrities.
They're going to be way more famous than us. Aunt Darla's bringing her son Craig, who's like our age and looks like Tom Cruise.
Is he the hot one?
Yeah, you're going to want a bone.
Ooh, he's going to be in the playpen for sure.
My other hot cousin with the beard that lives in Dallas is coming too. So you're going to be really.
What happened to you in that family?
I don't know. And then Mama Mar is coming. She's bringing some knitting friends, so she'll be there. My brother will be there. My best friend who helped, the one I said, Sean, who helped me not get bullied, and we were talking about
That's the one who did some heavy lifting.
My cousin Kelly's going to be there, Aunt Peggy's daughter.
Not Lolo.
Lolo and I made up at my dad's funeral, actually.
But,
so we get along fine. I got all up for her. But they're not coming. No. Anyway, y'all, VIP of Dallas is sold out, so get your tickets in Dallas now. It's going to sell out. Just trying to hawk our shit.
So, he's saying, screaming things like, let's go! I still don't understand why we're letting go of why we're saying
it's just,
let's go.
That's honestly what, more than anything, that's what made my stomach turn. Because it wasn't, we have seen people on 90 Day Fiancé that have had extreme reactions,
yeah,
and it's genuine. Again, it goes back to what I said, I think, the first episode. He is always self-editing before he says something. And I just, that's so laborious for me to watch.
We're trying so hard to create a moment, but it's not specific, so none of us feel anything, if that makes any sense.
No.
It can be funny, but that's it.
That's it.
So, y'all, they're driving back. We're still doing cowboy cosplay, as I called it. And he's like, yeah, I'm starting to feel like with Miona here that I gotta be an adult now.
And he said, I gotta start getting my credit in order so we can move. And I wanted to be like, well, that's going to be a few years.
Because,
y'all, you don't just fix your credit report overnight.
You can't go to H&R Block and so can I get good credit tomorrow?
Yeah, how do I get good credit? That's not on an app. I know those things tell you it can happen overnight. It does not.
Y'all, both of us were raised with, like, Mother Poodle's like, this is going to affect your credit for years.
Scared to death.
Son, if you don't get good credit, I don't know what's going to happen. Call. You'll be living with us to the time you're 85.
I remember one time when I was younger, but when I had like credit card things up and I couldn't pay them, my credit was like 630 and I was scared to death because I was worried my mother would find out. And I was like 30 years old at the time.
You know, 630 is not a bad credit score.
No, but I'm
scheme of most Americans.
And there's been time, but I'm saying that I was so fearful of my mother and father finding out about that. Oh, no, lower. I'm just saying that, like, in that time, I was just, that's the point I'm making.
I think in my early 30s.
It's funny how our parents.
I was a good 600.
Good for you.
In my That's not great.
Yeah, mine, no, it's been low. But I'm saying, though, what the whole point's not about your credit report. It's more about how, y'all, maybe we need to think about why are we holding these parents' voices in our head sometime?
Because that what else do we have?
Well, mine's dead, so yeah, that's all I got.
But I'm saying, what else do we have growing up?
Yeah.
Of course we're going to hold them in their heads.
But it's not even the voices. We hold the emotion we felt when they said it.
Yeah.
Like we hold our parents' fear going, ugh.
I mean, though, that's childhood.
It's why, like, even on a bank account, when we just get our business account, they're like, do you need checks? And I hear my mother's voice in my head. Yes, you need a check. How are you going to pay people?
And then I said, no, we don't need checks.
We got checks because I was too, I'm like, but when is the last time you wrote a check besides your rent?
I write my rent check. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. So y'all, they're driving back.
Driving down the highway.
And we don't go, this is Rapid City. Don't turn back to the, don't want to.
Oh wait, that was Rapid City.
Don't want to go to Los Angeles.
Yeah. I hate it here.
Y'all, listen to everybody curious with us screaming. Someone told me it sounded like a peacock scream when I was going in the MTV show. Help!
I'm in a secret relationship.
Help! It wasn't a good episode. We had a good time talking
about
it.
And by the way, none of Poodle's neighbors came, like some of you wondered, so we would die alone here.
They've all just assumed
they're used
to. I do such crazy sex things.
Between the podcast and your actual crazy sex things,
yeah.
No one comes near this corner of the building. They know.
Yeah, I agree. So she basically says, there's nothing. It's just miles and miles of countryside. And she goes, this looks so American. Because you see those little, she's like one-story buildings, lots of cars, nobody walking.
Because we forget, too, how like expansive our country is. So I loved her description when she said, I was flying here, and I look up and I just see this little squares of land, these perfect little squares, just square after square.
And one house.
One house, and there's all these squares around it. And that is not anything like what she grew up
with. No, dense population.
It was such a great... it was just such a, anyway, just a great moment to like think of ourselves in a different perspective.
Especially in European cities, they are dense.
Yeah.
That's the way you live. In the countryside, it's less so, but this is someone I guarantee you who's never lived in the country.
What town is she from in
Serbia?
Niš.
I don't know a lot about Serbian cities.
I don't either.
I assume it is a regular city.
Jabri is like, you know, in the winter we can go ice skating here. And she's like, we're not going to be here.
Now, this is interesting because she is really counting on the fact that he said, we're going to move to LA really soon. And their big conflict is that, and he really is fucking gaslighting her, y'all, because he won't give her a time when they'll leave. And then he's even saying things like, "And maybe we'll stay here." I don't know.
Yeah, he's not. The communication is terrible, and also he's not because he is gaslighting. He also is avoiding her directness.
Right. This is the other thing I wrote down.
She has this. I just want to say she has almost this Anfisa directness to
yes,
her.
Yes. Yes. She says. He says. Well, they're talking about ice skating. He's like, we won't be here in the winter. And he's like, Miona has a hard time compromising. Let's get clear about what a compromise is. That means both of us get something. Neither of us get everything we want, but both of us can meet in the middle of something and agree that it's beneficial for both of us.
Yes.
A compromise is... you do the dishes, I do the laundry. Or a compromise is, we need to move to Los Angeles, we can't afford Hollywood, so we're going to live in Van Nuys. Not...
he can't afford Van Nuys.
No. We can't afford Los Angeles, we're going to live with my parents in Rapid City, South Dakota. That's not a compromise.
Well, and again, y'all, I keep saying, what I go back to before... he's saying all this, y'all, because he is broke as a fucking joke. Like, not even like.
But he's not being honest with her.
But he needs to be. I wonder this season if she's ever going to sit down with him and say, how much money do you have? And I don't think so, because I don't think she wants to talk about money or think about money in that way.
He definitely doesn't.
Because she doesn't seem career. Like, when her family asks, like, what do you want to do for work? She doesn't really seem very career. I'm not saying lazy, but just her career goals don't seem very outlined specifically.
I'd like to disagree with you, but they're not outlined, but she does want to do things. Now, it's all, of course, social media derived.
And it's like, I mean, to be a makeup artist influencer now, it's great, but it's like us, y'all. It wasn't just the hard work we put in. It is 100% luck that we put our podcast out into the world when people needed it.
Yeah.
And that's luck. So she can work as hard as she wants, but I don't know if she realizes, like, people I talk about, like Wayne Goss or Jeffree Star, who has the makeup line.
Jeffree Star.
Those people worked their ass off and did video after video after video. So I don't know. She doesn't seem like she has that in her. We'll see.
I don't know. I'm like their parents. I had a hard time disliking her because she's very direct. Dad's like, I kind of like her.
I think she's likable. I don't dislike her.
And mom says, I thought she would be more nervous, but I kind of liked her too. They're having lasagna at dinner.
I will say, the way she acts here is much different than the way she acts on social media.
Yes. And
she's pretty gross
on
social media.
And I think it just tells you, Eastern European people, you guys, just as a rule, really defer to their elders. Oh, it's a respect kind of thing. So she's going to be the most respectful here.
I think she's playing nice right now. But I also think, I'm going to say, and I bet you'll agree, the biggest problem this in relationship is not her.
No!
It's Jabri. And Jabri is just walking for audacity. He's lying to himself. He's lying to her. He's lying to his
Be careful with that term, because we use that when the show is he's deception. I'm saying fraudacity is when we call that on the show.
Yeah. But I guess when I say fraud, I think he is. The reason I use that word is that he is a fraud.
Fraud is different, though.
He is acting like he is something, or he has something that he does not.
I agree, but I'm saying fraudacity. We've been very specific about the way you used that, so I want to.
Sure, I don't care. Yeah, I was saying fraud. Yeah, that's fine. Just fraud. That's what I want to get
across.
There
we go. So we trademark terms later on. We'll need to use that.
I'm not trademarking anything. Last time we tried to do that, we got in trouble.
We got sued.
Yeah.
So when she said that about small house and a lot of things around, he went, "That's prairie life. That might be us." And I was like, "How dare you?" You know she wants to go to Los Angeles. She has no intention. You're needling her in front of your parents. And you think that you're scoring points with either your mom or dad.
Well, to me, it's like, yeah,
it's shitty.
Jabri is very self-centered. And how he can bring this up and needle her in front of his mom. But then when his parents start asking pointed questions, he acts like that was the wrong time and place for it.
He's so sullen.
But you brought this up.
Yeah.
Like, you brought up this conversation and kind of went at her instead of just making it a nice dinner. I mean, y'all, did we not learn anything from Garfield? No one needs to fight when we're eating lasagna.
Agreed.
Because
lasagna is delicious.
Even not great lasagna is delicious.
Agreed.
It's wonderful.
And you eat a salad to make yourself feel less bad about eating two helpful.
And you
two
put that Ken's dressing on it that you had on the table.
That's what you do.
And that Ken's ranch, I enjoy it very much.
Yes.
And you eat that fucking lasagna because it's delicious. And in fact.
And you talk less.
And Miona said, we have lasagna. It's a celebration.
But it's a celebratory thing. And they're like, this is a celebration.
It is.
But it was interesting because the parents were trying to engage with her the best way they knew how. And they were asking questions. He was acting like a frustrated 8-year-old boy at the table.
Oh, yeah.
And just, I was getting so annoyed.
It's interesting how, if you look at his, y'all, because his mother was staring daggers at him.
Right.
By the end of this dinner, she was done.
Now,
hold on, let me finish my point. I just want to say, but her reaction to him, she seems so no-nonsense and doesn't give him an inch, but yet he acts like a spoiled brat.
Yeah.
And I wonder where that, because he didn't have his dad, he had his mom, where did this come from? Doesn't he act like a spoiled brat to you?
Yeah, I don't think he wants to be told anything.
Maybe she was so strict he was rebelling against that now. She just doesn't seem like the type to spoil her son.
Well, he's annoyed they're asking any questions at all. And this was my favorite line. And this just tells you who Jabri is in a nutshell. They were asking worrying questions, not encouraging questions.
Children should be encouraged.
But...
have you been around our parents, Jabri?
No, it's just that they're... so he's wanting only good feedback.
He's wanting blind praise.
It's like Zay said on the Ultimatum finale, be nice when Vanessa and Nick were going to come at him.
Yeah.
We can't control our environments, especially people like our parents, who you are already staying at the house. This was interesting, too. Where they said, the parents said, and I thought this was completely reasonable, and so did Miona, where he went, so maybe you cook dinner for us like 1 to 2 nights a week. He was like, yeah, and she's like, okay, I think that's something we can handle. Like,
it might not be good, but we'll try to do it.
He was huffing and puffing at that table, y'all.
Which the mom isn't just asking him to do chores. His mom wants to see how they work together as a couple.
Exactly.
That she's a psychologist. She's thinking of all that shit.
I want to say one thing. They are completely outmatched by his mother.
Oh.
And the mother, if I know her, she's going to find a way to hit upon all their weaknesses and watch them destroy each other. I can't wait to watch it.
I think what the mother's going to realize, what the mother already knows, is that more than anything, Jabri is not ready for this.
Ugh.
Jabri is, even though he's 30.
I cannot believe he's 30.
He's 30, right? Yeah, it said 30, I think, right?
Or 29.
He's up there. He's not.
He's grown!
He is grown. And so I think that's where she's just kind of like, it reminds me a little bit of like, honestly, we were talking about the first, it reminds me a little bit of like Janice and Arya. Here we go again.
What a man, baby.
Here's another hair-prame scheme.
Ugh. It's
going to be good to watch.
Oh yeah, they're gonna destroy each other.
And I think she does seem likable now, but I think she already said though, she's already siding with Jabri, saying like, I don't think we can live there with his parents. She said that at the end, and I went, oh, she's gonna side with Team Jabri. She doesn't realize the best
thing. He wants to stay there though.
I know, but she's saying after all those questions, we can't be there in the house, and I went,
yeah.
Honey, if you want to be with this man, you need to get in good with his mother. Not with him. You need to get in good. Honestly, that's what Beanie did. He's got in good with Janice.
See, I think he would find getting his mom getting along with his fiance threatening.
I know he would, but she needs to do it because how many times do you think Janice said to Beanie, I'm sorry Ari's like that, or da-da-da. So his mom probably would too. She would get it.
I agree, but here's the
thing. But he was a spoiled, like, sullen kid at
this
dinner.
This is what he's created is exactly what he wants. He wants to replay this ridiculous, rebellious crap.
Yeah, it's rebellious crap.
And bring home this woman who he knows will incense his parents. And this is just another, like, this is what I said in the first, like, I'm going to Afghanistan to climb mountains because it's the only way to hurt you.
Yeah. It's interesting that we chose them together because there's a lot of similarities between him and Ari to me.
Yeah. Agree.
Although he's much more charming than Ari to me. Much more.
Than a kind of a pile of leftover dishes in the middle of the table.
Yeah.
Y'all, I know she has her fans, but y'all can love on it, but she's not charming to me at all.
Oh, but boy, again, y'all, go back and watch when the dad's Brian says, well, I think that's good. We'll do dishes tonight, and y'all can get things settled. And the look on his mother's face,
ooh,
she was over it. Over it. It's going to be a good season. That's all I have.
That's the show.
That's all I have. All right, everybody. Go to realitygaze.com. That's where I just received word our show links to buy tickets are posted on the website now. So you can go to our website. You can go to our Linktree link on our Instagram. Go to all of that. Go to follow us on TikTok. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. All that
PickleFinder.net.
All of that shit. We'd love to see you there. Join our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad. It's our
private
private group, and we do have fun in there. And there's something I don't remember. I'll remember next episode because we're going to do part two in a minute, which was also good. And
oh, we're going to talk about Emily and Kobe's sex night, which did not turn out the way they expected.
No.
And we're talking about Eve and Muhammad. Eve, otherwise known as Eve Gets Another Child.
Hi, Eve. Oh, so cute.
You will get a baby.
A baby.
And we'll be talking about Bilal and Shayna, otherwise known as Sleeping with the Enemy Part 2.
Boy.
It doesn't get better.
It doesn't
get... It just gets scarier.
It just gets scarier. All right, everybody. So you know the drill. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Pooh?
Yes.
And if you're just an Italian Jew from New Jersey,
call us.
Call us.
It really is one of the most unlikable things she's ever said. She reduced herself to
just a New Jersey. Sorry,
if you're an Italian Jew from New Jersey.
We're ending now. Ari triggers us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.